Hello, Dr. Cook,
Mr. President.
Oh, Henry, how are you?
I'm fine.
We've got our group together. Quick work for me. He's coming finally. I apologize.
Joe Alta won't be back until 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Tonight.
That's fine. And so I invited Moore to come on, but he's here. They're dressed to hang up a little that way.
Okay.
And he's coming.
Oh, Bob.
So I think that'll be a nice little thing. They didn't list them out, just went out publicly, but it was looked at. So that's good.
That's a good thing.
And it's good for them to hear it after reading the after it yesterday. What has happened today? Turned off the order here so far already.
This morning, Hanoi announced that the mining of 24 hours ago.
Right.
And Ray told the cane about it. They've been under attack for the last 4 hours.
The bombing attack.
The bombing attack. They hadn't announced it yet, but maybe due to the fact that
communication,
we went after the radio station.
Right.
But they've been in with 48 C-52.
How is the weather?
The weather is not much good enough for C-52.
Right.
And they shot down one and damaged one, but the damaged one got back to the bay.
But one beat the two bones.
Yeah. But he expected to do up to three because this is very heavy. This is the heaviest sand concentration in the world. And
a loss of one is not certainly something we can expect, I might be.
He expected three altogether, but there's still two more ways to go. They're going to go in with 179 altogether. The next one is going in half an hour, and the next one after that is going in five. But on the other hand, it's likely that usually they fire most of their fans at the first wave, or many of them, and after that, they tend to exhaust themselves a bit. But,
it's good that we had the first one beat the 2 years once before, so it isn't the first time we expect anyone to
miss that. But we have to expect that when we go in. That's the reason that the Air Force never wanted to go in there with C-52.
Well, that's the whole point, though. It's got to put the question of winning or losing.
That's right.
Are they able to follow up with any naval stuff?
Yeah, the big gun is made with A-6 planes. See, the tactical planes aren't supposed to go in until about 8 o'clock tonight, because now it's night out there, and they won't go in until daylight. They have gone in with 46 A-60s and with AT-F-111.
It's not only very good.
And those are all weapons now.
It's a good guy for those
people. Oh, they're terrific. They've been hitting the airfield. They shut down one thing. But this is a night action, so they don't put up many flights. But they'll be unholding streams when they get organized.
Oh, we expect them. Expect them. Screaming is it because we hear the need of somebody getting over there and then the New York Times.
The beaches.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to stop. He actually set it up a little bit.
It seems like on a matter of such confidentiality,
if Andrei
would sit down and say, now here's what we're going to do, then we got out of it. Might have changed my mind. Yeah, we might have said, oh, no, we won't do it, because we've got some new message.
Yeah.
And you're to say that we were planning this. It's all absolutely accurate.
As are
the accuracy of the person.
Yeah,
just get somebody sat right there with me.
Well, if there's somebody in the office of players who's doing bandit leasing.
But if there's
trouble she's had with the civilian technicians in Vietnam,
you don't think it's well.
Oh, no.
Oh, the point's got it.
Yeah.
We've got to find out more. We'll find out more.
Oh, God. There's not a... No. It's one of the little boys in there. No, not a...
Well,
no question about that.
But this is an audio thing. What they say about the shooting of the mines.
crowd. They said if you want to continue the war, then it's never going to end. But it was very mild, but it's not going to be mild now. But that doesn't make any difference.
Did we as a country react to do that?
We delivered it.
Either mild, it doesn't make any difference depending on what they do.
Exactly. We delivered a message to them today to resume the talks, and if we'll get an answer by Thursday.
Well, it'll be held Thursday.
No, I'm not sure.
Yeah. You think not?
I think they may. I think the chances are better than 50-50 that they'll now wrap it up.
Well, it would have been. Let me say it would have been no chance to wrap it up. That would have been nothing wrong.
They would have there was one chance in four that they would have wrapped it up just before the inauguration.
Yeah.
They're bleeding us. But this time, this way, they have two chances in three.
You have to tell the whole party, you have to do something.
It would have been much too risky to do nothing.
It's right. The point of service we made for us, the charge of the money to make the money, but our credibility, both with them and later on with the Chinese and the Russians and all along. But if they have to say something, they can't do it. They can't get a letter on. That's the third point.
So there, that's enough that operations are going on.
But they have going on.
That military operations are going on.
Yeah. Well, that's all right.
I think it's all right.
We have to know something.
Well,
I thought we were going to handle it in a low-key way. I thought we
were going to handle it in a low-key way, and he was under the strictest orders to say nothing.
Well, that's what I thought, but what was the criminal thing?
I have no idea. It was just handled to me. I don't know why he didn't wait until Hanoi started screaming. Declare him, hey, talk to them. We called them again this morning. I don't know why he did it. Of course, he's only keeping, you know, he's knocked out their radio.
Yeah. Well,
I don't think they're going to have another sit down. It only takes about an hour or two before Hanoi starts screaming. As soon as they get their radio, you know.
I think part of the problem is that they've got too many people at the Pentagon. They always think they've got to get out and say something. Lloyd's trying to do it.
Yeah, but Laird is doing this on his own.
One of the things that we can be very sure of, though, that when they get difficult over there, we will be doing it. At least we will not.
They just said that possibly these daily secret stories or weekly secret stories.
You see, now, this is a thing not least that I'm in about.
That is an honest man. That is a
good fellow. Well, and he did a roughly for Roman Island. So,
and Roger says,
Roger's been able to do a good assessment. I never heard of it. Yeah,
I don't think because he won't want to tell him that he knew him.
But he did.
He certainly did.
Yeah. Never know how to do most of that. No, he didn't want to know.
No.
No.
No, it was probably Baruti or somebody like that.
You Baruti and Roger?
Yeah.
Good man.
That's what it looks like. Tell the young man to come. Well, he would do it if they had known that.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I meant. He would do it on his own.
Oh, no, not on his own. Absolutely not. No, he'd play it.
But the weather was adequate today, but we didn't.
The weather was adequate. And we had enough, but we had 220 support aircraft up there.
Right.
In addition to the 48,
the plane that was knocked down, or the reason was knocked down by a plane.
Probably. We don't have a full report yet. Almost certainly, because they can't get it. We had 9-6 pilots. But our experience has been that on the second day, there's usually much less damage to it.
We get a full report.
Oh, in a couple of hours.
All right, fine.
Right.